The New Grad Physio podcast is hosted by Andy Barker, consultant MSK and sports physiotherapist, private practice owner and the founder of the New Grad Physio. Having experienced his own rapid rise from student to dream job just 15 months after graduating, Andy knows exactly what it takes to accelerate your skills and fly up the promotion ladder faster than you ever thought possible. Having previously worked in his dream role at the Leeds Rhinos as the head of physio and rehab, Andy now consults with a number of individual elite athletes and within professional rugby, football and dance whilst running his own group of private practice clinics. He started the New Grad Physio to help student and new grad therapists just like you overcome the specific challenges you face at the start of your therapy career, helping you to dodge the common pitfalls that can cause confusion and overwhelm with your clinical practice and stop you getting the patient results and the jobs or promotions you deserve. This podcast will deliver you actionable advice, will help you make sense of your patient assessments, reason your treatments, and patient rehab to get results well beyond your level of experience. You will also discover what you need to do to open doors, to create opportunities for yourself, so you can enjoy the best possible start to life as a new grad physio. So, let's get started.
So where do you start when you get that tricky shoulder patient walking to your clinic? You know that the shoulder is a pretty complex joint and it has many different structures, you know, tendon, ligaments, bursas, and all the rest of it that can cause your patients pain. And one of the big issues we have with the shoulder is that a lot of the shoulder special tests are not actually that special, and most of these tests have poor sensitivity, they're not very specific, which means it can be really hard for you to nail down a clear shoulder pain diagnosis for the patient or maybe the athlete that you're working with. And I guess one of the biggest misconceptions that you might have is because you don't have that clear, definitive, this is what it is, this is the diagnosis, you think there's not much you can do, but that's not the case. But the problem you've got is when you think you don't have a clear diagnosis, when you don't really know what's going on with your patient, you struggle then to know where to start. So what do you do with your hands-on work? Any treatments that you might do with your patient on the bed? What rehab exercises do you prescribe? If you're not quite sure what's going on, it can make these two things really difficult to do. So what happens is you play it safe. You'll give your patient safe, general exercises. That's your bandaged shoulder, rotator cuff exercises. Maybe you give them a few stretches for the lats, for the pecs, from the big muscles around the shoulder. Maybe you give them some scapular stability work. Maybe give them a bit of all those. I'm guessing if you've ever written a shoulder rehab program, given shoulder exercises to a patient, I'm sure this sounds like a program you've probably used before. Rotator cuff, mobility work, some scapular sort of setting work. But the question that I'd ask you is, of all those patients that you've seen, did they all need mobility, rotator cuff and scapular, you know, setting work? Because most patients don't, you know, probably 99% of those patients don't need all those things. They don't have a mobility, a cuff, and a scapular problem. So what we, and what we're going to talk about in this podcast is, again, the reasoning as to why you need to be more specific with what you are assessing, so then you can actually start to treat and rehab the right problems. Because generic, general approaches don't particularly work that well. So what you need to do is actually find out what your patient actually needs, which will be individual to them and individual to their patient assessments. And again, finding out what problems they have is one of the three primary goals of your patient assessment. So you need to find out what problems they actually have, because this is going to tell you exactly what to do next. It's going to tell you exactly what hands-on treatment techniques you need to use, what structures you're focusing on, and what rehab exercises you actually need to prescribe. The other two goals, so we want to find out what the patient's problems are. The other goals are to find out what the patient's diagnosis is, if you can, and also be able to formulate, collect information that you need from your you know, subjective and your objective assessment to actually formulate a treatment plan for your patient. So when we're talking about problems, I'm not talking here, this is a difference to diagnosis. So diagnosis is the structure, in effect, that's causing your patient's shoulder pain. So that might be their AC joint. It might be their supraspinatus. Whatever that may be, it does not matter for the purpose of this. That is the diagnosis. That's the structure that's causing your patient's, you know, issue, if you like. Patient problem or problems that they may have might be something like they've lost flexion range of movement. They have reduced external rotation strength. They have the inability to do X, Y, Z, reach above the head, take their arm across the body, sleep on that side, whatever that may be. This is the most important information, because you always have to remember that as a therapist, you never treat a patient's diagnosis. You don't necessarily treat supraspinatus. You don't treat, you know, the AC joint. You treat the problems that they've got related to that diagnosis. So you treat, you know, improve range of movement, you improve strength, you give them back the ability to move, the ability to do those certain things that they're currently unable to do. So again, that's why it's really important that we need to find out and be really clear what these problems are, because ultimately it is the problems that we're going to actually try to fix up with our hands-on work and our rehab. So hopefully so far you're with me and that all makes sense. So again, the big thing here is if you're really clear about what you're focusing on, it stops you falling into that so common trap and pitfall that the majority of therapists do. And this is not just students, new grads, this is experienced therapists. The shoulder is the joint I get asked the most questions about all the time. It's probably the joint in the body that therapists, both new and very experienced, struggle with the most. And again, the problem you get here is, you don't know what's going on. Your rehab, your hands-on stuff is just too general. And I guess what you do here is just throw whatever you know at your patient, regardless of really of how they have actually assessed. So that is those cuff exercises, that scapular work, that mobility work. You almost, you know, not taking into consideration how your patients actually assess. It's probably a waste of time even doing the assessment in most cases, because you're giving out the same rehab exercises, you're doing the same hands-on work time after time after time. And what you're basically doing is you're just throwing the kitchen sink at your patient and hoping something works. But, you know, this strategy, not just for the shoulder, but for any joint, you know, or any problem, any muscle injury, any ligament injury, doesn't work. And particularly so with the shoulder, because the shoulder is a joint that is, it's so, so easy to flare your patient's symptoms up. So again, what you need to be really clear, particularly with the shoulder, is exactly what you're actually trying to influence with your hands-on work on the bed or the rehab exercises you're actually prescribing and going through with your patient. One of the big problems, again, with that kitchen sink approach is, even if it does work, even if it does improve some of your patient's symptoms, and say you have done some mobility work, say you have done some hands-on stuff, you've done scapular work, rotator cuff stuff, combination of those types of things, if you're doing multiple things, if something does improve symptoms, you don't actually know what's improved those symptoms, because you've done so many different things. So again, you've given them those cuff exercises, you've given them scapular work, you've done some hands-on stuff around the pec, the lat, whatever it may be, you've gone through some mobility stuff, and maybe their range of movement's improved, maybe their strength's improved, but you've done all those things at the same time. So you're not any wiser as to what actually is going on, and you couldn't, you know, you can't clinically reason actually what you're doing. What you've basically done is, I've got a shoulder problem, I'm just going to do all these shoulder things and then hope that something works. And again, wouldn't it be better, and wouldn't it be great if you could clearly identify what type of problem your patient had? Do they actually have a cuff problem? Do they have a problem with the scapula that's driving their symptoms? Is it a mobility problem? Is it a strength problem? Is it something different? And you can do this with your assessment. If you're able to do this well, you can then prescribe cuff exercises or scapular exercises or mobility-based exercises or strength-based exercises, activation-based exercises, depending upon what your patient actually needs, you know, individual to them, based individually on what you have found during your assessment. You know as well as me, it's hard enough for you to get your patients to do their home exercise rehab plan as it is. So the less exercise you can give a patient, generally speaking, the better. So clearly you have to make sure these exercises are the right ones and they're actually, you know, fixing a problem you've found, but less is usually better for most, you know, most patients. Most people are busy. They'd rather have two exercises as opposed to 22. Again, there's probably no real argument with that. So again, you need to be really clear about what you're actually prescribing, what you're actually doing. And again, with your own time in the clinic, again, whether you're working with a 20-minute, you know, follow-up, half an hour, 45 minutes an hour, whatever it may be, depending on where you work, in the NHS, private practice, how long your sessions are with the athletes that you work with, you need to be really clear about what you're trying to do. So when they come back in, you know that they've got X problem and whatever you did last time, whether it was some hands-on work, whether that was a particular rehab exercise, you know that that particular intervention worked and helped last time. So that is going to be your go-to, you know, treatment technique, or it's going to be your go-to rehab exercises to start the next session because you know it helped. If there's 10 different things you tried and you made, again, some improvements in symptoms, that is great. But then you're going to have to do those 10 things again because you don't actually know which of those 10. And you could actually spend 3/4 of the session doing the 9 other things. And it might be the 10th, you know, thing in that sequence of treatment techniques, exercises that you've done that actually improve symptoms. So again, that is why obviously your time is not, you know, infinite. You can't spend, you know, a full day with one individual, you know, patient or athlete. So it's again being really clear about what you are actually doing with your patient, whether that is hands-on work, whether that is with shoulder-based rehab. So wouldn't it be great if you could differentiate between different shoulder pathologies and learn how to conduct a simple shoulder assessment that will help you find the patient's actual problems and be able to link, which is really key, your subjective, objective findings to the treatments and rehab you're doing with your patient and athletes. And again, if you can do this, you will know 100% you're actually treating the right thing. So if you want to learn all these things, then you do not want to miss my next free webinar. Simplifying the Shoulder. This is a live online event and it's happening on Wednesday, the 19th of January, 2022 at 7 p.m, that's UK time. I have just opened the registration for this webinar this week. And if it's like most of my free webinars that I put out there, the seats fill up pretty quickly. So again, move pretty quick, secure your seat. There is a link to the registration for this Simplifying the Shoulder webinar in the blog version, where to start when treating a tricky shoulder patient. So just head to neurophysio.com/blog, or just reach out to me on either social media. I am at neurophysio on Instagram. I am the same account on Facebook. I am Andy Barker on LinkedIn. Or if you prefer email, just send me an email directly to me, andy@neurophysio.com, and I will send over your private link to book on. Please note, there's not going to be a recording, or well, there will be a recording, but I only make the recordings available to members of my Neurophysio membership after. There's not going to be a replay, so if you miss this event, you will miss it. You'll miss out. So book now, block out an hour of your week to learn everything you need to know about simplifying the shoulder to get the patient results you want, even with tricky shoulder cases.
Thanks for listening to the New Grad Physio podcast. Before you head off, I just wanted to make sure you did not miss this. Alongside his podcast, Andy posts a weekly blog on his website, www.newgradphysio.com. You can access all his blogs and loads more resources like his recent PDF, The 5 Breakthrough Steps to Confidently Treat the Shoulder Right Every Time, Avoid Mistakes and Stop You Feeling Less Adequate Than Other New Grads. This is Andy's most popular resource and has already been accessed by thousands of therapists just like you. To get a copy of this PDF or to get more information about Andy's upcoming courses or find out more about his New Grad Physio membership, head to www.newgradphysio.com. Have a great day, and we will catch you on the next podcast episode.